Gillette Stadium for the first ever Look Good, Feel Better event, recognizing women battling breast cancer. On hand with us are Chiefs quarterbacks Alex Smith, Chase Daniel, and Tyler Bray, here to support this great cause.
We had is a partnership today with the University of Kansas Hospital and their Breast Cancer Surgery Center, as well as the American Cancer Society, and we're hosting a Look Good, Feel Better clinic. And what Look Good, Feel Better does is it takes cancer patients, women that are going through chemotherapy, and really introduce them to different techniques, whether it's makeup or accessories, scarves, wigs, that can really help them feel good about themselves and their appearance. We had members from our Chiefs Community Caring Team, specifically the quarterback, so Alex Smith, Chase Daniel, and Tyler Bray came out and talked to the ladies a little bit. They had some special pink footballs that we had, and the guy signed those, mingled with them a little bit while they were getting ready for their lunch. It seemed like everybody that was here was just really excited about it and really wanted to learn what they could do to help make themselves look good and feel better.
Women in our lives, some of us very close to us that have battled this or are going through this, and you know, puts things in perspective, and it's such a great cause. And this is one of those things, I mean, when you see the pink and you're doing the wristbands and the towels, and it definitely does put the game in perspective, which is a good thing.
I think this is absolutely a phenomenal event that the Chiefs have now paired with the Look Good, Feel Better program. These men are exceptional men, in my opinion, because one, to give of their free time, which is few and far between, to come out and be with all these women are their fans. I mean, that's part of the reason that they're here. It also shows that life is not all about football, and I think it's important for their fans to know that they are real people and they do care, and they support causes such as this. Sometimes that's also a motivating factor for women to keep going.